Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Effortless Mastery: Liberating the Master Musician Within by Kenny Werner is a music self-development book centered on performance psychology, artistic freedom, and the inner obstacles that limit expression. First published in 1996, it is aimed mainly at musicians, especially improvisers and jazz players. But its ideas extend to anyone whose work is affected by fear, self-judgment, or perfectionism. Rather than focusing on technique, scales, or methodical drills, the book argues that real mastery comes from releasing tension around performance and allowing musical instincts to function without interference. Werner combines philosophical reflection with practical exercises, guided meditations, and a spiritual approach to practice. The book is known for treating music making as both a technical and emotional process, where self-awareness, calm attention, and acceptance matter as much as disciplined study. Its purpose is not to replace training, but to change the mental conditions under which training becomes productive and expressive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mastery as the removal of inner interference, not just technical accumulation. Werner's central idea is that musicians often mistake mastery for the accumulation of skills alone, when the deeper problem is the mental noise that blocks those skills from emerging freely. The book argues that anxiety, self-consciousness, and perfectionism create a kind of internal resistance that distorts timing, sound, and musical judgment. In this view, a player may know the material technically but still fail to express it convincingly because the mind is busy monitoring and criticizing every move. Effortless Mastery reframes excellence as a state in which technical knowledge already exists, but the performer is no longer obstructing it. This is a significant shift because it changes the goal of practice instead of always chasing more control. The musician learns to reduce over-control. The result is not passivity, but a more direct relationship between intention and expression, where skill becomes available without being filtered through fear. Secondly, fear-based practice as the hidden cost of musical development. A major theme in the book is Werner's critique of fear-based practicing, where musicians work from insecurity rather than curiosity or openness. He suggests that endless correction, cautiousness, and the desire to avoid mistakes can create a narrow relationship to music that produces compliance instead of creativity. In that environment, practice becomes a test of worth rather than an exploratory process. The book is especially concerned with how fear affects improvisation, since improvisers need immediate access to ideas, but the same pattern applies to reading, ensemble playing, and composition. Werner's point is not that mistakes should be ignored, but that fear of mistakes often becomes more damaging than the mistakes themselves. By naming fear as a structural obstacle, the book helps readers see why playing can feel blocked even after years of study. It offers a psychological diagnosis of musical stagnation that many technique-centered books do not address. Thirdly, meditation and mindfulness as practical tools for musical clarity. Effortless Mastery is notable for its use of meditation and mindfulness as part of musical training. The book includes guided meditations that are meant to quiet internal chatter and create a more stable awareness of the body, breath, and present moment. This matters because musical performance often collapses when attention is split between the sound being made and the imagined judgment of that sound. Werner's exercises are designed to interrupt that split. Instead of treating meditation as an unrelated wellness practice, he presents it as a way to improve the conditions under which music is made. The reader is encouraged to cultivate spaciousness, patience, and non-reactivity so that playing becomes less defensive and more responsive. This approach is distinctive in the jazz and improvisation literature because it links inner calm with outer fluency in a direct, usable way. The meditations also make the book experiential rather than purely theoretical, giving readers a method rather than only an argument. Fourthly, rejecting perfectionism in favor of spontaneous and disciplined expression. Another important dimension of the book is its rejection of perfectionism as a false standard for artistic growth. Werner does not argue against discipline. Instead, he argues against a style of discipline that is dominated by fear, self-surveillance, and rigid standards of correctness. He sees perfectionism as especially harmful because it can make the musician careful but lifeless, accurate but disconnected. In contrast, the book supports spontaneous expression, risk, and trust in one's musical instincts. That does not mean abandoning standards or preparation. Rather, it means preparing in a way that leaves room for surprise and genuine communication. This distinction is important because it explains why some highly trained players still sound constrained. Werner's perspective suggests that artistic freedom requires both readiness and release. The player must know the material deeply while also being willing to let it move naturally in performance. The book therefore challenges a common assumption in music education that more correction automatically leads to better artistry. Lastly, a philosophy that extends beyond music into performance and daily work. although the book is written for musicians. Its principles are broad enough to apply to other forms of performance and learning. The idea that self-doubt disrupts execution and that calm attention improves access to skill is relevant to teaching, public speaking, creative work, and any field involving judgment under pressure. This wider application is part of why the book has remained influential. Its practical value lies not only in helping readers play better, but in helping them understand how their own reactions affect performance quality. Werner treats music as a concentrated example of a larger human problem, the tendency to block our own capacities through anxiety and overthinking. That makes the book both specific and transferable. Readers outside music can still benefit from its emphasis on presence, acceptance, and non-forced effort. At the same time, the book remains grounded in the realities of musical performance, which keeps its ideas concrete rather than generic. In conclusion, Effortless Mastery is best suited for musicians who feel technically prepared but emotionally restricted, as well as teachers, improvisers, and serious students who want to understand why practice does not always translate into confident performance. It is also useful for readers outside music who want a focused account of how fear and self-monitoring interfere with skilled action. The main benefit of the book is that it does not simply advise readers to relax. It explains why the inner environment matters and offers a structured way to change it through meditation, awareness, and altered practice habits. Compared with many instructional music books, it stands out because it addresses the psychological and spiritual dimensions of musicianship so directly. Compared with general performance psychology books, it is more concrete because it is anchored in the actual demands of playing, improvising, and listening. Its lasting value comes from that combination of philosophy and practice. It helps readers rethink mastery as something that emerges when technique, attention, and creative trust are allowed to work together instead of competing with one another. If you would like to support Kenny Werner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.